The federal government's Eros data center is near Sioux Falls. The staff at Eros has been processing satellite imagery since 1972. Eros gets images from two Landsat satellites orbiting the Earth. NASA is launching a new satellite in September to replace one of the old ones. The backup mission operations center for the new satellite is at Eros, and that's a first. Until now, Eros has never had the capability to steer a satellite. Brian Sauer is a Landsat engineering and development manager at Eros.
This is really, really big for Eros in that for the first time, Eros actually has a capability to be able to command the satellite and perform flight operations.
Main operations are at the Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland. In case of any problems or maintenance downtime there, Eros stands ready to take over. Eros could also take over periodically for training. When that happens, Sauer believes it will be the first time any object in space has been controlled from South Dakota.
I think it is a point of pride. It's something that, you know, we're getting here in the state, and you know, South Dakota's, we're there, and it's great to see it come here. You know, even though it's a backup capability, it's a step.
Sauer says the previous backup operations center was in Maryland, not far from the main operations center. Putting the backup farther away at Eros is better insurance against a catastrophic situation. Eros employs about 600 people. It's part of the U.S. Geological Survey. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.